Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, we are in the time of the year when, in the Christian church tradition, we pay special attention to Jesus Christ in all his suffering for sin when here on earth as Savior of sinners. And today's message now is in connection with this, with the suffering Savior. The text is from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. There Paul says to the Christians in Corinth long ago, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We will focus just on the phrase, "For ye are bought with a price." Our theme is, consider the price for the salvation of sinners. We will look at 5 points under this theme. Think first with me of the impossible debt owed by us. When we ask ourselves why actually did Jesus come to this world at all, we know it was to save his people from their sins. The human race is a people of fallen, guilty, depraved, defiled sinners before a just and holy God. God created Adam and Eve good and holy, completely without sin, and perfectly able not to sin. But as we know, as the Bible tells us, under the instigation of Satan, the sly tempter, Adam and Eve fell into sin. They willfully and wickedly rebelled against God. They thus brought themselves and the whole human race with them, of which they were the God-appointed representatives, under the curse and bondage of sin. We owe to God a perfect sinless life, only always glorifying and praising the Lord in everything with everyone, and living in honor to him in obedience to all his commandments. But now the sad and obvious reality is, all have sinned. We all have an impossible debt before God. What is our debt that we owe to God? We owe him not only a sinless life, but a life all out in glad and wholehearted devotion to him and his righteous ways. But we all fall far short of that mark, abysmally and hopelessly and helplessly so, left to ourselves. And it's true, isn't it? Again, not only because the Bible says so, but history makes it so clear to us that there is just no human remedy and no earthly deliverance or solution found for us in our sin dilemma. Our debt before God is so great and so impossible to overcome. When thinking of any human and worldly help and solution to deliver us from our sins and sinfulness, dear friends, there just is none. The only hope for us is if God himself should come to our defense. Yes, except the Lord come to be our helper in our needs and our Savior and Deliverer, we have no true help for us. That is a solemn reality, whether people will admit it or not. When we are true Christians, we also believe this with all our mind and heart. And it makes us prize so much the gospel of Jesus Christ. Consider the price for the salvation of sinners. Oh, it is mind-boggling just thinking of the impossible debt owed by us before God. Who and what can wash away our sins before the all-seeing, righteous, just, and holy God? Who can restore us again in God's favor and find a way for us to be justly restored to God and to be declared truly acceptable in his sight and to be received as his dear children once again? The price must be high that can pay the impossible debt that we owe as sinners before the Lord. You are bought with a price, says Paul to the believers in Corinth, What price? Oh, a very, very high price. Impossible to calculate even when just considering the impossible debt owed by us before God. When we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, also those words, forgive us our debts. Do you and I have any idea what all we are asking from God when so praying to Him? You are bought with a price. Oh, will you consider with me at what price we are bought when saved by God and our debts are forgiven indeed? Shouldn't we think about this more? The price paid to save sinners like you and like me. Paul exhorts, yes, dear Church of Corinth and Church of all ages, also now in the 21st century, think about this more and think about this often. The price paid to save a sinful wretch like you and like me. God's true people can never get over the price paid for our salvation. Hypocrites and unbelievers think nothing or very little of the price paid. What about you and me in this regard? Oh, the price paid to save sinners like us is most astounding, considering not only the impossible debt owed to God by us, but secondly, think of the unspeakable cost provided by God. Here, of course, we come to the heart of the gospel message. What did God do when this world by Adam's fall was brought under the holy curse and righteous judgment of God? Why, even the day of Adam and Eve's sin and rebellion, the Lord promised He would provide a Savior to save His people from their sins. Genesis 3 verse 15 is the so-called Mother Gospel promise. All the rest of the Bible's message tells us of the unfolding and fulfillment of that gospel promise in the sending and in the coming of the Lord Jesus, a Savior of sinners. You are bought with a price, says Paul to the Christians in his day. And what is the price? Well, just think of the unspeakable cost of what God did to save sinners. There was no one who could help from all mankind and in all this world, not even from the host of angels, who could truly help save sinners like us before God for this life and for eternity. No, the only solution and only possible Savior from sin is none other than God's own beloved Son. And this is the precious gospel, isn't it? In the fullness of time, the promised seed of the woman who would crush Satan's head and save sinners and overcome this fallen world, He came to this earth. He was sent of the Father and born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus was Mary's firstborn son, and He was her child, conceived in her not by Joseph, her engaged fiancé, but by God the Holy Spirit. Jesus thus came into this world, conceived and born as the one mediator between God and man, who in His human person was both very God and real righteous man. And Jesus laid down His life to give a ransom for many, that by His shed blood all who trust and follow Him might truly and forever be saved from all their sins and sinfulness, and be reconciled to God. For the wages of sin is death, as Paul says in Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You are bought with a price, and the unspeakable cost of being bought and redeemed is none other than God providing a Savior, who is none other than God Himself come in human flesh to seek and to save sinners. Think of this. Not only how Jesus, as God's eternal Son in glory from eternity, came down into this sin-cursed, fallen world of sin and misery, but also what all Jesus suffered in His salvation work on behalf of sinners, as the Emmanuel, God with us. On the one hand, Jesus had to live the perfect, holy life in His human being, in His humanity, in this evil and sinful world, where everything was defiled and everyone guilty in sin all around Him. And on the other hand, at the same time, Jesus had to pay the full punishment for sin that sinners like us deserve. Jesus Christ had to endure no less than all the agonies of eternal hell in body and soul in the whole time, those 33 years about when He lived here on earth. No wonder Jesus is foretold of in Isaiah 53 as a suffering servant who was the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. The unspeakable cost of the price paid to save sinners like us comes out in fullest expression with Jesus hanging on the cross, crucified in midair and made a curse before God and man, and suffering so much in body and soul in payment for sin as the just for the unjust. Oh, the agonies of body and soul. Jesus all suffered all his life, and especially the last week of his life, and the last day, and the last 6 hours on the cruel cross on Golgotha. Who can measure the sum of them? And to think in no way and at no time did Jesus suffer anything needlessly or unnecessarily. No wonder Paul exclaims in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Yes, when you just think of the priceless gift of God's Son and his once for all sacrifice for sin. You are bought with a price. Do you think of the price with which God's people are redeemed? Who of us thinks of it enough, even as Christians? Can't we all fall into the trap of thinking of it far too little and thinking of so many lesser things way more even? Oh, think of how God was willing to give up his only begotten and eternally beloved Son to save sinners like us. And should we not be so ashamed in our sins and so sorry for our sins and so humbled at such amazing grace and love for such sinners like ourselves? To help us see just something of the sacrifice by God in the giving of his only Son to save sinners, just think of the most terrible suffering you could ever imagine, and then consider Jesus' suffering for sin was infinitely more than that. There just is no story of human suffering comparable to what Jesus all suffered and endured in his salvation work to save his people from their sins. The mental anguish, the spiritual anguish, the physical anguish, the emotional anguish that the man of sorrows went through is unfathomable and inexpressible. Yes, the gospel message is and remains, dear friends, so great price did God himself pay to save sinners like us, having his own beloved Son suffering and sacrificed even to the death on the cross. Jesus so suffered to make full payment for sin and a way to deliver us justly and graciously from all our sins and the punishment deserved for them. Oh, you were bought with a price, says Paul to the Christians in Corinth. Just think of the inestimable cost paid that sinners like you, dear Christians in Corinth, or anywhere also today, might be forgiven and be reconciled with God and have the gift of eternal life. Paul brings this forward. Ye were bought with a price, with the implication to them, don't ever forget it, but remember it always. God's true people can be known in that then you do think on this wonder of grace over and over, and by the Holy Spirit and the gospel word, you come to it again and again as your one hope and help now and forever. True Christians are those who by grace through faith ever trust and follow Christ Jesus, their crucified and risen Savior, glorying in him, and so very thankful for the price paid by God through his Son and his once for all sacrifice for sin. Does this describe you too, dear friend? Can you rightly call yourself a Christian if it is not so? Hardly. To see that more, keep listening. You are bought with a price, says Paul to the Christians in his day and for all history. And what a price! Consider the price paid for the salvation of sinners, thinking not only of the impossible debt owed by us and the unspeakable cost provided by God, but thirdly, think too of the unfathomable value of Christ's once for all sacrifice. What is the gospel message? Through Christ and his salvation work in obtaining a perfect righteousness on sinners' behalf, and at the same time paying the full punishment for sin deserved by sinners like us, what is the good news now? Oh, with Jesus the Savior, you and I may find and truly receive by grace through faith in Him not only complete forgiveness and washing away of all our sins, but also an everlasting righteousness before God put to our account, and an eternal life in body and soul in the new heavens and earth in the world to come. Through Christ and His saving work by grace through faith in Him, you and I may be reconciled to God. And by grace through faith in Him be received as His dear adopted children and be made heirs of eternal life. Christ has sent by the Father and anointed by the Holy Spirit through His perfect finished salvation work on sinners' behalf has opened the way, you see, whereby God now can be and will be our dear Heavenly Father and Jesus our complete eternal Savior from all sin and the Holy Spirit our real and everlasting Comforter. There are simply unsearchable riches of God for all sinners who repent of sin and trust and follow Jesus Christ as only Savior and Lord. That is the gospel truth also still in our 21st century for all who have ears to hear. The unfathomable, or you could say immeasurable, inestimable value of Christ's once-for-all sacrifice is directly related not only to the quality of His salvation work, but also to the divine character and unique quality of Jesus' divine person, being a Savior, both very God and true righteous man. Because of who Jesus is, what He has done to save sinners has everlasting quality and riches in all His salvation work. Peter exalts in this too, when he writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 to 21, exclaiming there, "For as much as ye know, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead, and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Yes, listen here also to what the Apostle John writes in 1 John 1, verse 7, stating there, "And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." Oh, just think of this. There is no sin that we can't be redeemed from and have totally forgiven by God when looking to Jesus and trusting Him as only Savior. Think of your worst sin now, and magnified even 10 times or 1,000 or 1,000,000 times over. Yet the precious blood of Christ is so powerful to blot out all our sins. By means of His sacrifice on sinners' behalf, Jesus Himself tells us in Matthew 12, verse 31, "All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. Yes, even for as many as repent of sin and believe on Him." Dear friends, this is the rich gospel of Jesus Christ, that God's people may believe and know. Ye are bought with a price, and what a price has been paid to save sinners like us. Let me ask now, do you glory in the price paid to save a sinner like yourself? Do you confess so great and reliable a Savior is Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior, that really it is true what Paul says in Romans 5, that where sin abounds, yet in and through Christ, grace does much more abound? Isn't this what gives so much comforting hope and joyful confidence for God's people? You are bought with a price, and what a price it has been! Never can we exhaust its value and the endless riches flowing out from the Savior and His shed blood on sinners' behalf. To see more yet how great this price is that Jesus paid for the salvation of sinners, think next on our fourth point about the free offer to sinners for salvation in and through Christ. The fact is, the price paid for salvation is efficient to save all the elect, but sufficient to save 10,000 worlds beside, each full of numberless multitudes of people. Surely not one more drop of blood is required for the salvation of any sinner worldwide, and whosoever will, let him come to Christ for salvation. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 11, Paul mentions the kinds of vile sinners saved and redeemed also in the congregation of Corinth. It's quite a list. No sinner is too defiled, but the blood of Jesus Christ can't have you be washed whiter than snow and be sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In my studies for this sermon, I read about a minister who had a 16-year-old girl come to his study in complete despair. She had committed so many immoral evils that she felt utterly worthless. She had told this minister that she had not looked in a mirror for months because she could not stand to look at herself, feeling so hopelessly defiled and ashamed. To the minister, as he put it, she looked nearer 40 than 16. And clearly on the verge of suicide, not wanting to live another day. But happily the minister could speak of hope and promise to her of cleansing and renewal through Jesus' saving work. And he was given the privilege not only to point her to Christ the Savior, but to witness God's saving work in this young woman's life by God's grace. As she herself testified later, quote, "For the first time in years, I feel clean." Yes, coming to Christ, she found cleansing and renewal. The fact is, dear friends, no sinner on earth is excluded from the gracious, sincere call of the gospel to come to Jesus and to repent and believe and be saved. Though it is true, Christ's atonement for sin was a definite, certain atonement from sin for all the elect seed, those given by the Father to the Son from eternity, yet the message of the gospel is to be sincerely proclaimed to all people, to all sinners. So also the 1618-1619 Synod of Dort stated on the basis of Scripture in the Canons of Dort in Chapter 2, Article 5, and I quote, "Moreover, the promise of the gospel is that whosoever believes in Christ crucified shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This promise, together with the command to repent and believe, ought to be declared and published or proclaimed to all nations and to all persons promiscuously, that is, indiscriminately and without distinction, to whom God, out of His good pleasure, sends the gospel." End of quote. You see, such is the power of Jesus' cleansing blood, with the price He paid to save sinners like us all. So great is the price paid for sin by the Savior. He calls us to proclaim the gospel message to all people with the sure promise, by the gospel, all the elect seed will be saved. And whoever is not saved in the end, it is never because of insufficiency in the sacrifice offered by Christ on the cross, but it is wholly because of the sin and rebellion of the unsaved themselves. Will you today, hearing this message, be among those who will despise and reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners? Let it not be so. The gospel message is that there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved, as Peter says in Acts 4. And we read in Hebrews 2, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation as made known to us in Christ Jesus, and the price He paid for the salvation of sinners like us, you and me?" Oh, I pray God, He will by His Holy Spirit so impress this radio message now on your mind and heart, that it be a means of grace to draw you to Jesus, in whom is all our salvation from beginning to end. For otherwise, how will you ever be reconciled to God and be ready to die and go into eternity? Unless straight to hell you will go. Don't think you can ever escape that terrible place if you will not be saved by Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of sinners. You were bought with a price, Paul says to the Christians in his day. And what a price indeed, thinking not only of the 4 points mentioned so far, but also of this last point, yet considering the unending praises to God as a result of the price Christ paid. And with this last point, I mean just never ever will God's redeemed people bought with the precious blood of Christ be done thanking the Lord for His great salvation work, so rich and free, to all eternity, God's people will be praising and glorifying God for the price paid to save sinners like ourselves. And if that is the case, that eternal praise will be given for this sacrifice of Christ and this work of Christ and for Christ the Savior, does that not by itself prove the infinite worth of Christ and the endlessly invaluable price paid by Him for the salvation of sinners like us? Jesus' marks of His sufferings to save sinners, His bodily wounds, will be there in glory to all eternity. There for His redeemed people to see. There always to remind us what a price was paid and freely and gladly and perfectly offered up by God in Christ to save sinners like us. And never will we be done, nor can we be done, thanking God for so great salvation for such guilty, defiled sinners like ourselves. We read in Revelation 5, verse 12 and 13, the redeemed in heaven, together with the holy angels, will ever be testifying there in endless praises, acknowledging, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Yes, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Oh, consider the price paid for the salvation of sinners. Ye are bought with a price, says Paul. True Christians never can get over it and live by God's grace in endless adoration and thanksgiving to God Triune for the sending of His Son and His saving work as crucified and risen Redeemer to save His people from their sins. So also on Good Friday, we will remember Jesus' death in a special way, and on Easter Sunday, His resurrection from the dead, showing what a victorious, triumphant Savior Jesus Christ is. Is your trust in Him? Oh, when we know this gospel, we say then with the hymn writer, "Love so amazing, so divine, as revealed in Christ, the crucified and risen Savior, demands my soul, my life, my all." Is this your response now too, dear friends? It is fitting thus to end with the whole of our text, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.